We move across to Disney Plus for a new feature film arriving on Friday, the 12th of April. It's called The Greatest Hits, and here's a clip.
2 years ago, my boyfriend Max passed away. I can't seem to pull myself back together. Ever since the accident, certain songs literally pull me back into the past.
So as you'd imagine, some good tunes in here. If you like some music, you'll be enjoying this. And it sort of plays on the whole idea that if you, and I'm sure we're all kind of the same, you hear a song and it kind of transports you to the time where you first heard that song. I mean, there are particular songs that I completely aligned with my time at university. And I think, oh, God, I remember those days clubbing and doing this, that and the other. And you kind of, there are certain songs that transport you places, and this is what this is essentially based on. And it follows Harriet, played by Lucy Boynton, whose partner, her boyfriend Max, died in a car crash. They were in the car crash together, and he was killed 2 years early. And she's really struggling, as she says, to piece herself back together, which, you know, is completely understandable. But something really bizarre starts to happen to her. So whenever she hears a song that reminds her of Max, she is literally transported back in time to that moment they first listened to that song together. So whilst ours is just in our mind, or is this in her mind, she's transported back. And these flashbacks, and I'm not a massive fan of flashbacks, but they have to work in this instance, because that's what they're fundamentally based on, is these kind of flashbacks and time travel moments. We see her, who she was before she became the person that we were introduced to, if you like. So the person who just had such a bright future ahead of her, you know, was absolutely kind of passionate about life, and so was her boyfriend. They both had the same sort of passion, enthusiasm, gregarious natures, and when he died, it kind of stripped her of everything like that, because the grief sort of consumed her, which, you know, many of us can completely understand. And it's really hard to kind of pick yourself back up, and particularly at such a young age, I'd imagine, too, you feel so angry, all the emotions that you go through. But she's kind of obsessed with this ability to travel back in time. Of course, you would be. I think we all would be. And it is actually it's an effect of the she had head trauma in the accident. And she wants to know if she can change things. So if she were to, say, never have met him or gone with him in the first place, would that path been different, and would he have actually died in that car crash? So you see her kind of explore all different kind of options in the flashback world, but then you also see her going and getting therapy, going and getting help in the real world. So it's a nice watch. It's, you know, obviously not exactly credible in terms of going back, but it's based on something credible, in that I think we can all listen to some music and remember exactly where we were when we first heard it. What do you think, Ian?
I didn't mind it. The music, as you say, is really good. And there's a lot of, you know, scenes in record shops and kind of looking at beautiful vinyl records. So the first track we hear is by The, which I was well into when I was at uni. I guess it stands or falls a bit on whether or not you can swallow the basic premise, which is, for some reason, well, because of the car crash, supposedly, she's got this ability when she hears a track that was playing at a time in her past, she does time travel back to that point. And so she's sort of gradually hearing all this music and identifying what date it relates to, and sort of looking for the track that will take her back to the precise moment she wants to visit. And it's got some quite, building on that, some quite interesting ideas. So that she goes around wearing headphones, because if she accidentally hears one of these songs, she can't control it. She's suddenly transported back in time. So it is an odd premise, but if you think of films like About Time, where you had Domhnall Gleeson learned that in his family that the ability to go back in time was passed down from his father, Bill Nighy. Then you've got Outlander, which is a really successful series. in which this woman is magically transported back to the sort of Jacobite rebellion. So I think it's well done. You know, I think Lucy Boynton is very good as Harriet. And yes, she's doing this sort of grief counselling, and then she meets David, played by Justin Min, who seems like a nice lad, but obviously can she put the past behind her and can she start a new relationship? She's got quite an entertaining best male friend who's a DJ in quite a sort of flamboyant dresser. I liked him. So yeah, great music and a perfectly enjoyable bit of escapism.